Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stage Right, the show that looks at the lack of conservative voices in theater and asks, why? With your host, Rocky Benisher.
Keeping my fingers crossed for a technically sound presentation today. Rocky Benisher here. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stage Right. This is the show that looks for the conservative voice in theater and the other arts as we see fit, but mostly about theater. We're here every Sunday from 1:30 to 2 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you want to call in, our number is 347-884-9659. That number is 347-884-9659. A little worried about getting connected today. I had some anxiety before the show began, getting everything set up and the microphone working and everything. And so always worried about the internet connection. So hopefully this will be a show that we could listen to until 2 o'clock. Hey, but while you're listening, you might want to consider to contact our sponsor, our supporter, that's Xander Business Group, Xander, X-A-N-D-E-R, Business Group. They provide social media monitoring and online risk assessments for your child's online presence. And the question of the day is, do you know what your children are doing on the internet, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest? And all the rest, you know what they're doing, especially if they're minors. But, you know, we hear stories all the time about people who put stupid things out on the social media front, and then their potential employers, or maybe even present employers, go in and take a look at what's out there and say, well, this may not be the person we want to hire or we want to continue to keep on our staff. So you may want to contact Xander Business Group, because the internet never forgets. And it's even more important nowadays for parents to take a proactive role in protecting their child's safety as well as online reputation. So you'll want to contact Xander Business Group. That's X. X marks the spot. X-A-N-D-E-R Business Group. They can be reached at 760-865-9614, or you can even email them at info@xanderbusinessgroup.com. Xander is with an X. Okay, so the past couple of weeks, a number of weeks, we've been talking about David Mamet, and he's our conservative brother. We've been reading some selections from his book, and we're going to be looking at selections from his plays, and we're going to be talking to, getting closer now to getting the Mamet Society president on the line. But today we're going to derail that conversation just for this week, so we can talk about a personal experience that I had and your response to it. I entitled today's show A Conservative's Theatrical Dilemma. So let me set the stage for you here and talk about what I saw over the past week. What I saw was a production of Yank the Musical, Y-A-N-K. I was hoping it'd be about the New York Yankees, but it wasn't. Yank the Musical. Okay, this was produced in Columbus, Ohio by the Evolution Theater Company. Now, we have had the artistic director, Mark Phillips Schwamberger, on this show a number of weeks back. Great guest, great guy. And we talked about the place of LGBT productions in the current theater and contemporary theater. And, you know, if you heard that show, you can go listen to our archives. You'll hear Mark Phillips Schwamberger talk about the place of LGBT, what exactly it is, and where it fits on the theatrical spectrum. And the Evolution Theater Company, I have worked with them in the past, and the Evolution Theater Company is a company that for a long time was doing very brave new plays and introducing new playwrights and new scripts and area premieres. And I think sometimes the stage to their venue, and I was applauding that, of course. And then this year, they decided that they were going to turn the curriculum. Listen to me, that's the teacher in me. They were going to turn the shows that they do They were all going to be on the theme of LGBT, and then there were some letters after that, you know, which had some other meaning that I just said, you know what, we'll just stop at LGBT. That's all their shows are going to be around that theme. So, Yank the Musical was produced by the Evolution Theater Company, and I saw it. Now, what is Yank the Musical? Okay. Well, Yank the Musical is called a World War II love story. Okay. It was written in 2005, book and lyrics by David Zelnick, music by his brother Joseph. So kept it all in the family there. And this is from Wikipedia now. It tells the story of Stu, a scared Midwestern kid who gets drafted for World War II in 1943 and becomes a photographer for Yank Magazine. That was the journal for and by the servicemen. Yank Magazine was published from 1942 to 1945, and it was a weekly magazine. They actually charged the servicemen, they charged them for it because their feeling was they would take it more seriously and they would read it if they had a monetary stake in it. So I don't know, it was 5 cents, whatever it was, but they would do that. And one of the things Yank did, besides having stories of local interest and abroad and things like that, they had a centerfold kind of a thing, the pinup girls, as they called them. And obviously that was a favorite of these servicemen. Now, if you look at this description in Wikipedia, I'll continue with it. Yank has a score that pays homage to the 1940s and explores what it means to be a man and what it is to fall in love and struggle. Now, when you read that, you say, oh, okay, I know what that means. I get it. I have something pictured in my mind. But if you are thinking that this is a homosexual love, then you don't get that from this description, do you? But that's what Yank is. Yank is a story of this young, scared Midwestern kid named Stu who has a homosexual relationship. He is a homosexual, and he has a homosexual relationship with one of the guys on the base and one of his squad brothers, but also a number of men, including the guy who works for Yank Magazine, and it is he who takes Stu under his wing, and of course they have a little tete-a-tete as well. So the music is all 1940s inspired, so you have this one female character who plays multiple roles, including a lesbian assistant to General MacArthur, if I heard that right. And what you see in the production, besides a little nudity, which I don't have a problem with nudity, there are a couple of scenes where the two men are embracing, are kissing, are loving, are touching, are, you know, a really very erotic, a homoerotic scene. So I'm there watching this play, saying, well, the music's good, it's not memorable, there's nothing particularly fantastic about this music. You've heard it all before, you've heard love songs all before, you've heard, you know, oh, my man who went away kinds of songs sung by the woman, Andrew Sisters type songs but sung by three guys. You have Men in Drag, but as they explained, this was the norm in the USO shows to have a guy dress in drag, ha ha ha. And that there were a lot, and the suggestion you get is that there were many, many more homosexuals in the army than we would think. Okay. So I'm sitting there watching this show, and I'm saying, okay, the music's okay. I do like 1940s music. Okay. It's an interesting, I hate that word because it means nothing, but, you know, interesting enough plot. I didn't not understand the play or anything like that. But the scenes of homoeroticism just turned my stomach. And I'm sorry, as Mark Levin says, there, I said it. Hi, Rocky Benisher here, folks. Sorry about that. I said, I knew it. There was going to be something wrong today. I had trouble getting in. There's going to be something wrong. And sure enough. So I apologize You lost about a minute there. I hope that doesn't turn people off. We got to get this issue fixed. Anyway, I was saying that I'm sitting there at the production of Yank, the musical, and I'm saying, well, I can appreciate the theatricality here. I can appreciate these actors. I can appreciate, the folks in it I thought were very good. I can appreciate the band, although I thought the horn player was terrible. I can appreciate all these things from a theatrical standpoint, but I got to draw the line at this kind of homoerotic stuff. And I said, on the one hand, I don't enjoy any of this kind of a thing. So I'm not going to attend this. On the other hand, I was like, yeah, but they have the right to do this, right? But even if it's for this limited audience, they have the right to do this. So I felt torn. I was like, yeah, you know, I'd love to embrace this as theater, as a person who loves theater. They say, yeah, there's great things about this. It's theater. And on the other hand, I'm saying, like, I can't accept this at all. So where do – you know, I felt very torn. I felt very conflicted. So what I did was I presented this to my Facebook friends out there, and I posted on my Facebook site, and I'm Rocky Benisher, if anybody wants to give me a friend request. And I posted out, and I said, how do you balance this? You see something that you're offended by, and does that color everything that follows, or everything about the production? Is there, you know, I obviously can't say that this play should not be produced. I think it should be. We're looking for the same recognition here on the conservative side of things. We need to be at the table. Well, these guys are, of course, at the table. I mean, they're pretty much not only at the table, they're serving whatever they want to serve to the rest of us, right? There is a bit of an in-your-face quality about this stuff. But by the same token, if we as conservatives are not going to say, you can't put this on, and yet, why does the public embrace this? Or does the public embrace this? You know, if you have an LGBT group, you're playing mostly for LGBTs. I saw them there. Okay. So is this just a little niche? Well, these people don't want to be just a little niche. Neither do we. So it's weird to say, but I think we have some of the same issues with conservative theater as allegedly they do with LGBT. But I'll tell you this, LGBT is going to get produced a lot more easily than conservative theater. And it's not necessarily, folks, the quality of the conservative plays, because Yank wasn't the greatest musical I've ever seen, okay? It was plotting. It was long. The first act was an hour and a half almost. My God. I was like, when's it going to end? And that, I say, as a person who's watching theater, not as a person who's watching an LGBT-themed musical. So that's my dilemma. I don't like the LGBT theme at all. But what I also didn't like was the fact that this thing was taking forever. There was something plotting about it. So the play itself. And then I'd get branded as, well, you don't like the play because you don't like lesbians and gays. That's really not the case here. Some of my best friends are. Anyway, so I posed this question, and let's talk about responses that I got from various groups out there. So this one comes from the group Facebook Conservatives, and the person wrote it is Xander, that's with a Z, not like Xander Business Group, Xander Mason. And Xander says, this is a problem I have with the LGBT groups. Too in your face. They have the right to put on whatever performance they choose. You have the right to buy a ticket or not. Unfortunately, so much of the arts are publicly funded, as is almost everything these days. Well, publicly funded, I don't know if Mr. I would assume Xander means publicly funded by you and me or publicly funded by the government. And I am opposed to the government funding of the arts. I just am, okay? Because the government's going to pick and choose its favorites. And I want the free market to pick and choose its favorites. So if Yank is going to live or die It's going to be, in my mind, because the free market says it's going to live and die, not because some government entity is going to prop it up. So that was Zander's comment. The site Lynn B. Carr, conservative warrior. I really need to do some more investigation as to who exactly Lynn B. Carr is, but she likes us. So I'm happy, and she's got her own group that's growing in size. Yeah, Lynn B. Carr, conservative warrior. And she says, Lynn does, I personally think you should keep your PDA, a.k.a. public displays of affection, in your bedroom no matter your sexual preference. My favorite thing is get a damn room. Just my opinion. All right, well, the thing is, so Lynn sounds like she would be opposed to Old Calcutta and any other kind of lovemaking, making out, quote-unquote, whether it's heterosexuals or homosexuals. Okay. Jim A. Furman on that website, Facebook site, says, I think kisses between heterosexual couples getting into a vehicle is okay. And if I accidentally saw a couple making out in a park, I would not act like I saw it and walk away, so I'm not a prude. I think that's where it ought to end, though. I would not attend a performance portraying gay sex for men, knowingly for profit or otherwise. Not only is it repulsive to me and against God's law, I think it looks stupid seeing it happen. Well, the problem here, not with Mr. Furman, the problem is people like Mr. Furman, who say it is against God's law, are chastised, ridiculed, dismissed, shouted down, etc. And it seems to me that a lot of the backlash to gay marriage, homosexual-themed productions, is simply people who are espousing their religious beliefs, and they believe it is an affront against God. And the problem is that those people are torn down. And, you know, they're not going to appreciate a Jim A. Furman saying, I don't like this because of God's law, that homosexuality is an abomination, or whatever, however he might phrase it. So it's a very difficult thing because we don't agree. There's nowhere here where he says, I hate homosexuals. There's nowhere here where he says, I want to kill homosexuals, burn down the theater. Doesn't say anything like that. All he says is, I think homosexuality is against God's law. Well, who are we as a country that we do not respect his vision and his version of what God's law is? Lynn B. Carr responded to that, and she said, gestures of love, quick kisses, hugs, hand-holding, and even a playful slap on the bum for all couples doesn't bother me at all. That is love. It will happen instinctively. It is the face-munching, groping, and just obscene gestures of lust I don't feel I should have to explain to the children I may have around me. Well, that we saw in the production of Yank. You saw the very obvious oral sex gestures. You saw the very obvious anal sex gestures. And you saw a lot of that hugging and rubbing and all that stuff that, quite frankly, I would prefer to see a man and a woman do. And it wouldn't bother me on stage if they did, because in my view, that makes sense. All right. On my Facebook site, Tyler A. Shahan said, one of the great things about art is the freedom to express yourself, whether that be as an audience member, director, writer, or any part of the overall experience. My opinion is that the right to exist on stage is balanced by with the right as an audience member to attend the performance. One of the great things about art is how it will show a part of the quote-unquote today and now and years from now. You have mentioned before how 100 years from now people think that this is all there was to this time. The reality of the situation is this is only part of the culture now, and it should be viewed as only a part of the culture. A conservative voice is very important and should be expressed so that it can also be heard. The right to express is crucial. If enough people disapprove of the production, it will not succeed and fall on its own and go down as a failure. Well, this is very thoughtful, Mr. Shahan, and thank you. And I can't help but agree with your comment that the conservative voice is important and should be expressed, and that, yes, this will succeed or not succeed if enough people disprove it. So if enough people are out there like me saying, I don't like this at all, this will not succeed. The problem is, if enough people saw this and said, this will not work at all, and I don't want to see this, when that show is shut down, we will be targeted and labeled homophobes. So that's a problem. When it's not homophobia, I have no fear that I am a homosexual. Right? I have no fear of homosexuals. I just think that there is a norm that is not being shown here. And I'm glad that Mr. Shahan said that he has apparently listened to the archives or maybe even live of this show. 100 years from now, people will think this is all there is to this time. Well, if we shut down the voice of the conservatives, then that's what they will think, that we were, as a society, this kind of people. So again, I'm not asking the LGBT-themed theater to disappear. But I want to make sure I understand, you know, how do I exist in the world with it? And if it becomes the major form of entertainment, what does that say to me and the millions of others who don't appreciate it? Now, there's no answer here. So if you're looking for answers, you better go somewhere else to a different show. Don't leave yet. We're on till 2. The Facebook Tea Party had a conversation about this. Kathy M. Frank said, there are people that did enjoy it and people that did not. The ones that feel offended should walk out. That's what I would do. If enough people walk out or stop paying admission, the play will close. Yes, but if you're targeting the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender audience, and you're in a town like Columbus, Ohio, where it is very, very prevalent, it ain't going to close down. It's just going to remain this little pocket. Is that okay? I guess that's what it is, right? It's just a little pocket. Okay, so Shelley Casimore said, it is all about the money. Why should you compromise your morals and pay for it too? Yeah, you know, the fact is, I could have gotten up and walked out. Why didn't I? Yeah, so what? I'm sitting there taking it so I can bitch about it on radio? I didn't want to walk out not because I wanted to see the homoerotic love. I don't want to see that at all. But there was a theatrical experience that I wanted to see, that I wanted to sit through. That's the balancing act. You know, I'll admit to you folks that I may not have right now the vocabulary to really talk about this, but I'm just presenting it now. Let's start with that. It looks like we're going to pick this up next week because we only have about 5 minutes left, and I got a lot more to cover, including from my friends at the Conservative Libertarian Facebook page. My friends at the – I don't think that's the name. I think I muffed it up. It is the – I saved the best for last. The Conservative Libertarian Fiction Alliance. That's it. I urge you to go out there and take a look. Conservative Libertarian Fiction Alliance. We are going to pick this up next week, but let's continue on. So Marty Williams said, not as a judgment thing, but I agree with Kathy. That was Kathy Frank who said, if enough people walk out or stop paying admission, the play will close. Some do, some don't. That dissent diminish whether it is – that doesn't. Okay, there's a typo. That doesn't diminish whether it is art or not. And I also agree that art is what the market will bear. In theater, it's know your audience. You don't do a show like that in a conservative area and expect it to sell. Yet there are plenty of other communities where it will be widely accepted, even encouraged. It's no different than what we see on TV or the movies now. Vote with your wallet. You don't like that kind of show? Don't see it. You want to send a message? Don't support that company that puts it on. Personally, I wouldn't want to see it done at a company I worked with, and I wouldn't go out of my way to see it. But they do have the right to produce it. And he's right, and nobody is questioning the right to produce it. No one is questioning it. I just remember, I'm coming at this from a person who lives and breathes and loves theater. Okay? So where does my line get drawn? Sarah Johnson, if it offends me, you get up and walk out. Okay? I know what she means. Johansson. Okay, I'll get it right, Sarah. I'm sorry. Sarah Johansson. If it offends me, you get up and walk out. I think what she means is if it offends us, we get up and walk out. I didn't do it. But her pronouns there got me thinking, if it offends Sarah, then I'll get up and go out. Tracy Duncan Watt. I walked out of a movie and demanded my money back. I personally would never go to an LGBT-based play. And it's not like anybody tricked me, by the way. I know who, as I said, we've had Mark Philip Schwamberger on this show. I know what this show is, what LGBT is the theme for his shows, and I knew what Yank was. So I didn't go there and sit down and say, what? This is about homosexuals? So, you know, and that, and, you know, and look, I paid X amount of dollars. I wanted to get my theatrical money worth out of it. Okay. Pat Gravel. I saw her at the bottom of my fish tank once. No, I'm kidding. Pat Gravel said, I think they have the right, but it's up to the individual whether or not they want to see it. No, that's true. That's true. And we should look at the marketing of this play and if it was indeed marketed that people understand what they were going to go see. But, again, it is marketed by the Evolution Theater Company, and it's completely LGBT. So, you know what you're getting. But was it a little too much? I don't know. Again, I got to work this out. I need your help. The group here, this Facebook group, is called Exploiting the Facts About Liberals. Bob Wass says, let them have their concerts. You're not forced to attend, so who cares? Okay. Well, that's not my point, Bob. My point is not, I understand that. They have the right to produce it. Let them have their concerts. Yes, well, they can have their concerts, but I'm an audience member at that concert. And I went, and I sat through it, and what do I do with the mixed feelings that I have? Maybe nothing. Michael Edging says, to me, it minimizes the story. It overshadows everything. That's right. That's right. Because once I saw that, all I could think about was the homoeroticism and when's it coming next. And since I don't enjoy that, I had to find other elements of the play to enjoy. The music, as I said, not memorable, but very enjoyable. Nothing unique, but very enjoyable from the standpoint of, I like that kind of music. So when we come back next time, we're going to continue with this, and we will spend a little more time with the Conservative Libertarian Fiction Alliance. So this will be continuing next week. And, I'll try and contact Mark Philip Schwamberger again. I don't know if I can get him on, but maybe I can ask him some questions and see what his response is to Yank and my perception of it. But anyway, this is Rocky Benisher looking for my concluding music. There it is. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next Sunday at 1:30 to 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we are exiting Stage Right.